This is TWiT.
I'm curious what kind of interesting use cases you've seen, you know, out of all the, you think about all the people that have started using this, and I'm sure there's a lot of streamers that are using it, but what's, can you think of some interesting use cases of people that are using it in a unique way or a different way?
Yeah. I've had people use it for VR. I think this is an interesting use case, but OBS Ninja supports all the accelerometer and gyroscopic data you get from your phone. So you can enable that as a URL flag and it will stream at 30, 60 frames a second, the accelerometer data from your phone with the video stream. And so now you can essentially use a phone to look around, and people have been using it to remotely control a camera. So they've been monitoring on their phone a stream, feeding the gyroscopic information to a robot and having the robot look around in real time with low latency for them based on where they point the phone. Some museums have been using it to do performances that have VR and some really interesting 360 degree video or other neat effects. Japan was doing something interesting. They were having something called the VTubers, where they have animated characters, and they don't do video, but they just use audio, and they're remotely controlling puppets with just their, just their audio. So that was an interesting way to use OBS Ninja to remotely control puppets in that way. And I could see that kind of moving forward with facial recognition attributes. So you detect facial key points in your face, stream those key points with your audio to another machine, and then reconstruct an avatar that you can control. And so those are things that I'm actively trying to build into OBS Ninja as optional functionalities, a lot of fun toys to play with. Because at the end of the day, this is a giant toy for me.
That's awesome. When you were talking, I was thinking, and you mentioned the VR and stuff, I was kind of going down that path myself in terms of robots, being able to control a robot. It seems like this could be perfect for something like remote, telehealth, whatever they call it, where you want the robot to be able to come into the room, you want the robot to be able to look at a patient or turn on different cameras, look at different things, share information. Have you had any interest from that type of field?
Yeah. I was just going to mention, like, I have this little robot here, right?
Love it.
And so I have this guy remote controlled now via WebRTC and stereoscopic. I was sent this as a present, but that's an example. I've had a lot of medical practices using it for telehealth, but I don't think they've really gone as far as robots yet. But I'm definitely interested there. I have little Raspberry Pis. Like, I have, people have been asking about a Raspberry Pi system. So I'm trying to get Raspberry Pis to work with it. It's a little bit challenging, but this is a little mini GoPro I made that's using a Raspberry Pi. It has a little screen, a rechargeable battery, camera, and that would wirelessly stream from a Raspberry Pi to OBS Ninja, and so you can use that as a monitor or as a remote camera or as a wireless GoPro. All those things are really exciting, and I'm trying to find time to work on them. It's just there's so much to do.